you have your Bibles, if you have your Bible, reach over and get your Bible. Yeah, pull it up on your cell phone. And if not, amen, look on your screen. We're going to deal this morning in brief, Matthew, the 5th chapter, 17th and the 18th verse. Matthew 5th chapter, 17th to the 18th, actually through the 20th verse. Matthew 5, 17 through 20. Matthew 5, 17 through 20. And we ask that you pray with us as we move forward in this life with the Lord. Amen. And Matthew says, I think not that I am come to destroy. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, forgive me, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Let me read that one more time. It says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise be passed from the law, till all be fulfilled. In the 19th verse it says, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, when he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven, but whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. 20th and final verse. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. One more time. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Will you pray with me? Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly before thee. Oh God, we pray now, God, that you just keep us, that you touch us, oh, in the mighty hands of Jesus. God, we need you right now. Oh God, we need your help. We need your strength. We need your power. Oh God, we need your anointing, oh God, that make preaching easy. God, we need you, oh God, in our everyday life. We need you in our walk. We need you in our talk. For Father, we can do nothing without you, for we're nothing without you, God. But through you, God, we can do all things. All things are possible. So we're trusting you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're putting it in your hands. Oh God, we let those that are listening right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, feel your mighty presence. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your touch be upon them. Oh God, let your healing power be upon them. Oh God, let your delivering power be upon them. Oh God, let your anointing power be upon them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let yourself manifest. Oh God, all across this land in the name of Jesus. Do it now, oh God, and we praise you, we glorify you. We look unto the hills from which cometh our help, knowing our help and our strength come from you. Oh God, we can't do it without you, God. We need you right now at this very moment, in this very hour. Oh God, as we manifest, as we go into your word, oh God, let your word do it for us. Let it meditate in our hearts and our mind. Oh God, let it change lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let it reach to the four corners of the earth. Oh God, and touch souls right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, do it, Lord. Oh God, only you can, God. It ain't us. It ain't the technology. It ain't the internet. It's not the equipment. Oh God, but it's the word of God and his mighty power. Do it now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just ask that you just manifest yourself. Oh God, let a testimony be given, oh God, that, oh God, that you touched a life, oh God, and a mind change, a life change, oh God, and you gave renewance of strength. You gave a renewed mind, a renewed spirit. Oh, in the name of Jesus, do it, Lord. Oh God, on our behalf. Oh God, not because we ask, but because of your grace and because of your mercy. Oh God, let the meditation of our hearts, oh God, and let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thine sight. Oh Lord, our strength, our Redeemer, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, glory to God. We just want to pray. We're going to play one more video, and then we're going to, amen, move into the Word of God. Amen.
Morning by morning, your love is ours. How great thou art. Amen. How great thou art. Don't you know that we serve a great God with great power, with greatness all about him. Glory to God. We just thank God. Amen. On this Sunday morning. And that is our theme or our thought for today is be great. Simply be great. We got a few shout outs this morning. We see that we have Della Brown Allen with us, missionary Florine Sneed, our Dice Seed mother Carolyn Faulkner. Amen. And we have a cousin Ali Hodge with us today. Amen. All the way from Michigan. Ah, man, where the snow comes early. Amen. We thank God for all of you that are listening and being with us, whether YouTube, Facebook, or on the website. We thank God for each and every one of you. We know many of you are watching through the website, and we thank God for you on today, and we bless you and hope that God continue to shower his mighty blessings upon you. Amen. Be great. Be great. Be great. You know, we live in a society, in a world where everybody wants to be great. Yeah. What is it to be great? You know, what is it to be great? Are we like LeBron James, where we're great in basketball, or maybe Tiger Woods, where we're great in golf? Are we great in our relationships, or are we great on our jobs? Are we great in video games? Whatever it is, we want to be great. We strive for greatness. And even in the political scene, there's a message, you know, make America great again and keep America great again, or all that, you know, fiasco. But is it really being great? Everybody want great and want to be great. What does it take to be great? If we look in our scriptures on this morning, if we look into the text, we'll find Jesus here performing his Sermon on the Mount. A sermon that has been preached. It's wealth of information. It's a sermon that has been dissected and dialect and studied and just went into for as breaking it down and picking out parts and understanding what Jesus was really, really saying. Jesus was speaking to a multitude of individuals, and his sermon was a message of teaching. And he, in the process of that sermon, he right before this scripture that we're dealing with, he went through what we call the Beatitudes portion of the sermon. And in the Beatitudes, it tells us what we ought to be. It identifies, you know, what we ought to be as Christians, as believers of Christ. And then he moves, after telling us what we ought to be,
he moves to how we ought to act. Yeah, he talk about us being the salt of the earth. And talk about, you know, if salt loses its savor, it has no use. There's no good. There's no good for it. So, and then he tells us that we ought to be the light of the world. A city that is set up on a hill cannot be hid. And that means if we're to be salted, if we're the salt of earth, we're the add savior to the earth. I don't eat food, too much food without salt, because it don't taste good. But when you add salt, it makes the bland taste good. My wife and I, we do a lot of HelloFresh, and the HelloFresh have different types of vegetables and meats, but the only season that it requires in 90% of the meals is just salt and pepper. You don't add a whole lot of other stuff. You know, there's some bowl dishes and some things that have some other things in there, but most of the time it's just salt and pepper, and it changes the flavor of the food. Just a little salt and pepper makes it taste delicious, you know, makes it feels nice on the palate, just a little salt. So Jesus is saying, ye are the salt of the earth. You know, if you can give salt to the earth, just make it a little bit better. Just to give it that flavor, the salt. And ye are the light of the world. When you're the light, you don't hide yourself. It says a city that's set on a hill and cannot be hid. And it says man don't light a candle and put it under a bushel on a candlestick, but giveth light unto all the house. You set it up in a place where it can light up the house. You don't hide yourself, and that's one of the things that I am so thankful about. God enlightening me and giving me the ability to with this ministry, because for so many years that the church have hidden itself in the walls, and not all churches, but most times we go inside the walls and we function inside the walls, and we create our communities, and we create our cliques, and we create our relationships, and we create our friendships inside the walls, and we hide ourselves in our cliques, and we hide ourselves in our communities, and we hide ourselves inside, and God has put us in a place where we don't no longer hide ourselves inside the walls, because every ministry is putting themselves on Facebook, every ministry is putting themselves on YouTube, every ministry is putting themselves on the internet. Maybe God had a reason for doing what he is doing. Amen. Maybe God don't want us to be the city that hide themselves. Amen. But be the light unto the world. Be the light. Be the light. Be the light. Shine, shine, shine all over the world. Shine not only in your home. Shine not only in your church. But shine at the grocery store. Shine on your job. Shine at the library. Shine up and down the streets. Shine all over the world. In our government, in our communities, oh, in the convalescent homes, Shine, shine in the hospital. Shine, 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 shine. We must shine. I don't know why we're in this situation. I don't know why we're having to deal with this, but Jesus, my Bible, you know, it says if it's written in red, that means it's something that Jesus said. And in my Bible, amen, it is saying that Jesus said this. He said, amen, ye are not to hide, but be the light unto the world. It said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And not only see your good works, and it's not for your glory, but it says to glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's not for you to be on a pedestal. It's not for you to be glorified. It's not for you to get a title and then think that you've made it because you have the title. Let me tell you, you haven't made it yet. I'm getting to my scripture. Amen. You haven't made it yet because the glory is for the Father. So after he gives us our beatitudes and tell us what we ought to be and then tell us the actions that we should take with what we've learned and what we should be and how we should act, he gets to the heart of the message. He gets to the center of his sermon. And Jesus says, first of all, I want you to understand that I haven't come to destroy the law. I'm not coming to take nothing down. I'm not coming to tear nothing apart. I'm not coming to break stuff apart and break things down. That's not my purpose. He says, but to fulfill. I didn't come to put down the prophets. But I came to fulfill. I didn't come to put things, to destroy the structure of what's here and what's going on. But I come to fulfill. What I'm going to do, Jesus is saying, what I'm going to do is to incorporate all that you know and all that you've got and incorporate that into this new dispensation. We're going from a dispensation of law into a dispensation of grace. And as we go into the dispensation of grace, a man is not going to destroy the law, but it's going to encompass the law. It's going to fulfill the law. It's going to make the law better. Where the law showed you death and law showed you sin, amen, grace is going to lead you, amen, into life. Amen. And grace, amen, is going to lead you into love, and grace is going to lead you into unity. And by you going into love and by you going into unity and peace, amen, it says, amen, if you go into love, amen, he said, oh God, he said, if you go into love, amen, that all of the law, amen, will be encompassed in that love. In fact, if you love somebody, amen, you don't have to worry, amen, about killing nobody. If you love somebody, you don't have to worry about coveting nobody. If you love somebody, you don't have to worry about disobedience to your mother and your father. If you love, I didn't come to destroy it. I didn't come to break it down. I didn't come to put it away, but I come to incorporate it so that you're able to accomplish it. So as we live in grace, in fact, thank you, Holy Ghost. In fact, if we go back to the Beatitudes, the law says, die. Shall not kill. Thou
shall not murder. Yeah, yeah. But in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, don't even hate your enemies. In fact, grace is stronger than the law. Don't even hate them. If you love them, if you love so, then you won't even get in the position of hate that will drive you to a position to kill. Don't even entertain it. So Jesus says, Number one, complete it. We coming to complete it. We're coming to do. If you want to be great, you got to complete it. Yeah. In natural life, if you start something, you got to finish something. Amen. If you start, amen, on a career path, you got to finish that career path. If you start going to the grocery store, if you stop by John's house and then stop by Janie's house, amen, you will prolong getting to the grocery store. But if you go and stay focused on getting to that grocery store, amen, you're going to make it to your destination and you will complete it. If you started out writing the letter, amen, if you only wrote one paragraph and didn't get to the second or third or fourth paragraph, amen, you never completed the letter, so the message will never get delivered. Amen. So you can't be great if you don't finish. Yeah, so the law was just the beginning and Jesus is the completion. So if we're going to be great, we have to be complete. Not only do we have to be complete, but we got to dot our I's and cross our T's. Let's talk about it in the Bible. The 18th verse, you got your Bible on the 18th verse. Do I need to pull it up on the screen? On the 18th verse, it says, for verily I say unto you, he says, till heaven and earth pass, one jot, I dotted my I, and or one tittle across my T's shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. You gotta dot your I's, you gotta cross your T's, and it will no wise pass from the law. You gotta do all of that till all be fulfilled. You got to do everything that the Lord has commanded of you, amen, and it's done all within the grace of God, within love, and to all be fulfilled. You got to, okay, what are you saying, preacher? Amen, you got to walk the walk and you got to talk the talk. Amen, you got to live the life. You can't just be holy than thou right now and then cussing somebody out later. Hey, you can't be praising God over here, amen, and talking about somebody over there. You got to be all in it. You got to be 100%. Amen, there's a little slogan that people post on Facebook, amen, when they post a message, 100, amen. In other words, you got to be real about what you're doing. You got to be real. Don't do it a little bit for now and a little bit for later, but you got to be 100. Dot your I and cross your T's. And in fact, if I'm looking at the word rod, and if you take that little tittle, that little mark off the R at the bottom, it changes the whole word. It goes from rod to pod. So I may be thinking rod, but I'm actually seeing pod. But because that little tittle, that little mark on the R is no longer there, it changes the whole word. It changes the whole meaning of everything. So if we're not doing dotting our I's and crossing our T's, amen, it changes
everything. We're not doing what God have us to do. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. The disciples asked Christ, which one of the laws is the greatest? Which one of these are the greatest? And Jesus said, first, you got to love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And the second is likened unto the first. Love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Because if you love, amen, he said, on these two, hang all the law, hang all the commandments. And I'm paraphrasing. We have some scripture quotas out there that like to, quote word for word. But sometimes they quoting word for word and don't know what they're saying and don't even understand what it means. Amen. But it's not about quoting it word for word, but it's understanding the content and the concept that we may be able to live according to the word that is provided for us, because the word is a living organism, right? So if we hang all of the law on those two things, love God and love your neighbor. Unity, peace, love. Love is better than the law, because the law is something to make you afraid, to make you fear, to make you scared of death. That's what the law do. But love, on the other hand, it gives you joys. It gives you peace. Oh, and guess what? Your relationship with God is a meaningful relationship, because it's a thing that I want to do. I want to be in love with Jesus. Where the commandments say, I'm afraid of God, because if I don't do what God says, amen, then I'm going to die. Amen. But guess what? If I'm in love with Jesus, I'm not going to have to be afraid of what God's going to do, because I'm not going to do the things, amen, that he don't want me to do. I'm going to do the things that he want me to do, because I love him and I'm going after him and I'm walking after him and I'm talking after him and I'm living after him. And because I am doing these things, I'm putting my salt and my in Savior and salt, and I'm putting the light on the hill. And because I'm doing all of these things that he's asking me, and I don't have to do it out of fear, but I'm doing it because I love. We're talking about be great. So we have to complete. And then after we complete, after we complete, then he says, therefore, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. After you complete, you don't want to go back. You don't want to turn around. You don't want to be like Lot's wife and look back at the city. You don't want to be the man with the plow and look back. You want to move forward. You got to be progressive in your relationship with Christ. You have to build on the foundation that he has laid. And if you put two bricks, you don't want to just sit on those two bricks. You want to add more bricks. Paul said it this way, we have to grow in grace. We have to grow in grace. Because if it says, therefore break one of these commandments, if you break one of the commandments, and if you teach men so, you're gonna be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. You can't break the commandments. And now let's identify the commandments that Christ is speaking of. Christ is not only identifying the law in his message. He's not identifying the Ten Commandments, but he's also referring back, amen, to the Beatitudes. Because what he's doing, he's letting us know that we ought to be what he is calling us to be. And I get caught up if I go back into the Beatitudes, so I'm not going to do that. Time is running out. Amen. And I read a lot of information, and I have only a certain amount of time to put it in. So we just got to understand that you have to do what Jesus has commanded us to do. So first of all, if we love God and we love our neighbors and we'll hang all of the laws on that, those are the main two things that we got to do. And if those are the main two things that we have to do, then we shall not break those, and we shouldn't teach nobody else to break those. So when you find folks talking anything but love, when you find folks talking anything but building up, when you find folks being negative nannies, when you find folks putting people down instead of building them up, when you find folks trying to bring Nehemiah off the wall, when you find folks trying to be like the Pharisees and the scribes, amen, and hang everything within the power of themselves, when you find folks, it says they shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Tell somebody, let's talk love. So once we complete, Don't undo that completion, because you'll be the least. And we don't want to be the least, because we want to be great. So as I come to my final point, Jesus says, whosoever shall do and teach the unsaved, the unknowing, the ones that don't have access, reach out to them beyond the walls, go after them, unchurched them. Whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, but I want to be called great. Do you want to be called great? If you want to be called great, amen, you ought to tell somebody, I want to be called great. Text right now, I want to be great. I'm going to be great. My will be great. And I'm not talking about being great in this world. I'm not talking about being great, in testimony. I'm not talking about being great, amen, in my automobile. I'm not talking about being great in my finances. I'm not talking about being great on my job. I'm not talking about being great in my community. I'm not talking about being great in my state. I'm not talking about being great in my country. I'm not talking about being great, amen, in my family. I'm not talking about being great, amen, among the who's who, but I'm talking about being great in the kingdom of heaven. I want to be great. I don't know about you, amen, because God, Jesus, made it possible for us to be great. Let me tell you something right now. Amen. It was about 2,000 years ago. Amen. Jesus went to the cross for my sins, and Jesus went to the cross for your sins, and he died on the cross. The Bible says he hung from the 6th to the 9th hour. And before he got there, amen, they whipped him with 39 stripes. Amen. They spit on him. They slapped him. They mocked him. They put a crown of 72 thorns on his head. Amen. They put on a robe on him, and they mocked him, and they laughed at him, and then they took it off, and they rent, amen, his robe. Amen. They played dice. Amen. They cast lots for him. Amen. And then, amen, after they done all of that, amen, they made him bear the cross to the hill called Calvary. Amen. The hill, amen, called Golgotha. Amen. They made him bear the cross. And after they made him bear the cross, they took that same cross and they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. Amen. They took, amen, nails and they drove it through his hands, and they took nails and they drove it through his feet. Amen. And they thought they were being great. Amen. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. They thought they were being great. Amen. Because, amen, they was getting rid of a man that they thought, amen, was just a prophet and was not the Messiah. And as he hung on the cross, amen, they took a spear and poked him in the side, and out came blood and water. They thought they were being great. Amen. And as he hung there around the 9th hour, he gave up the ghost. He said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? And he hung his head in the locks of his shoulder. And amen, and he gave up the ghost. They thought they were being great. They thought they took his life. Amen, but they didn't take his life. He gave his life. He gave it for you, and he gave it for me. Amen, he made it possible for us to be great. We can be great together. Amen, because Jesus, he got up. He got up on the third day with all power in his hands. Let's talk about being great. He had all power in his hands. Amen. The earth did tremble. Huh? Amen. And rocks did shake. Huh? Amen. The veil did rip. Amen. God, amen, I want you to know today, he made it possible for us to be great. Amen. Because he got up with all power in his hands. He had all power in his hands. And the Bible says, if you abide in him and he abide in you, you can ask whatever you will. And it ain't maybe. It ain't just possible. It said, but it shall be given unto you. Amen. And if he shall be given unto you, amen, then you are great. Amen. All you got to do is abide in him and let him abide in you, and then you'll be great. Amen. I want to be great today. Do you want to be great today? Amen. If you want to be great, amen, you ought to text somebody, I want to be great. I want to be great. Be great. Be great in Christ. Be great with Jesus. Be great with salvation. Be great in the Word of God. Be great in the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come right now, oh God, seeking your face. Father, we know, God, that the world called us to be great. Oh, yeah, the world called for lights, fanciness, oh, clothes and homes and cars and lifestyle of much. And God, all those these things are wonderful, and these things are nice, and you have provided them for us to enjoy. Father, we understand that these are not the things that make us great. But Father, we reach out unto you, O God, for your salvation, for your mindness, and for your anointing, for your power, for, O God, for your holiness, and for your greatness, God. We reach out to you that you make us great. Come into our hearts right now. Touch us, O Lord. Move us, have in the way that you have us to be, that we could be great in the kingdom of heaven. Touch us now where we're weak. Strengthen us, O Lord. Make us strong that we may stand the wiles of the enemy. Father, we ask, O God, that you help us, O God. Put on the whole armor that we may be great and stand for you. Father, we pray now, God, that you just look on every home and everyone that's listening and every family member, oh God, reaching out to the four corners of the earth, oh God, wherever they may be. Oh God, help us to continue to stay out of the four walls and reach, oh God, go to the uttermost parts of the earth, amen, and be great for you. Do it for us, Lord. Change lives. Do it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you are listening this morning, Nike say, just do it. If you want to be great, I'm going to say, just do it. You can be great right now. If you live in a life of mediocrity, if you're living a life that you feel that there's more out there, there's a greater destiny out there for you, that God has more in your life, I commend to you right now that if you would just allow Jesus to come into your heart, you can be great. You can be great. Pray this prayer with me, most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Father, throw them in the sea of forgiveness. Start me afresh. Start me anew, Lord. Give me a new heart. Give me a new mind. Give me a new spirit. Renew the right spirit in me. Father, help me. Father, because I can't do it without you. But I believe, God. I believe that you was born of a virgin Mary. I believe that you were divine yet human. I believe, God, that you died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that you were buried in a borrowed tomb. I believe that you got up on the third day with all power in your hand. And I also believe, Lord, that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me right now. For Father, I don't know what to pray, but Father, I know that you are making that intercession for me, Father, and you're doing it right now. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I believe right now that you are saved. The Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, that you shall be saved. You don't have to jump benches. You don't have to run down the street and run up and down the aisles. Amen. But just accept Jesus Christ. It's just as simple as that. Just as easy as that. And I believe that you're saved. Trust God. Listen to God. Read your word. Read your Bible. And let him open his relationship to you. And you to him. And I promise you, at the end of it all, you will be saved. Great. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for being with us on today. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Amen. And we just want to glorify God on this Sunday morning. Lift him up in Jesus' name. Amen. Our benediction. Amen. May our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Have a great week. God bless you. We love you. And continue being great.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is... Expecting something.